morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, OTGIF. Thanking God it's Friday. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. Oh, what a fantastic celebration last night. If you were one of the thousands that showed up to the waterfront here in Salem yesterday, man, there were just joyful expression of worship. And I think part of that, too, just the freedom and the liberty to be in the fresh air with one another in community, celebrating life. And as I looked around and watched families and watch community members reunite that have not been in church together for a long time, watch Sean Foyt, who brought us all together. And I've had the privilege of knowing Sean over the years. In fact, I met him in South Dakota. He has an organization called Burn 24/7. And he's been all over the world doing exactly what he did last night. He just starts worshiping, and people come and want to be in the presence. And it was such a perfect night, a beautiful night. And if you were there and I didn't get a chance to give you a hug or say hello, sorry about that, next time, right? But I did see a few familiar faces. It was really fun to get caught up with you and excited. I sure am blessed to live in a wonderful, beautiful place. And even though, yes, we're walking through some difficult, chaotic times, somewhat confusing, we know that we have one another, and we're encouraged when we see in numbers like that that there are others that have the same heart, have the same belief, have the same love for our country, and love to worship together. And it was a beautiful day indeed. And we're just doing all we can to continue to stir up the faith, keep our eyes focused above our circumstances, right, and stay hope-filled and encouraged. And my whole thing that might come away yesterday was hope arise, hope arise. In the studio with me this morning, I have my favorite person in the world, other than my children.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me like 27.
I only have 5 kids. Oh. Terry is here with me, and he's my co-host this morning, and we are kind of a random Friday is really what kind of have in order. And as we look at, do a round robin of the headlines, I've assigned him to tell us first and foremost what our weather is going to be like, because, you know, he has a weatherman history.
Oh, stop. I've forgotten more than I know. I promise you that.
Are you going to do this straight voice? Are you going to use one of your funny...
Oh, no.
Yeah, he wants to introduce friends, his animated voices. And we'll see how that goes. Surprise you.
That's right. So what we're looking at is a high today of about 85, low tonight of 53. And that's what I love about this place. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get too hot during the day. I mean, it kind of felt hot yesterday, especially if you're out on any blacktop. But then you open up the windows at night. You don't need air conditioning. Turn your fan on, maybe. And it cools the house down.
Right.
I just love that. So high today, low of 53 tonight. Enjoy that. And then through the weekend, we're looking for mid-80s to 90s, lows again, 50s to 60s. And I know we're all kind of looking for some rain. This place is known for rain, but it's been a dry spell.
Yeah, it has.
And the next forecasted precip's not until the 11th or 12th. And that, again, once you get that far out, they're kind of guessing at that. They're just looking at some models and some historic events. So we need a little bit of rain.
We need some rain. And I noticed that, and which is interesting for Oregon, it's actually browning a little bit. It's very normal for South Dakota this time, this
Even
time
Arkansas.
Of year and in Arkansas. But right now, we need a little rain. But the cool thing is, going into a three-day weekend, many people, if they have Monday off, of course, our whole holiday, all that's been upended by COVID and people that are still working from home or, you know, it's not quite the same thing. But if you're planning on going away for the weekend, even though the governor encourages you not to do anything,
go get your hair done.
Go get your hair did. Well, we may be talking about that here in a little bit, but wow, what a phenomenal time last night was. And certainly as we look at the headlines, I am looking at the front page, bottom half of the Statesman Journal. And And it says, it's talking about the unemployment department, department failure called a disaster. And they've been having hearings the last couple days. And it was, I got a giggle this morning out of Jeff's commentary about how the meeting to have a meeting to do a study, to do another study. And that's usually the Democrat solution to problems. They just keep
create a committee to kick the can, and
no solutions.
Meet up again in 3 weeks.
And people are like, come on, let's get this done. We need some action. There are people truly suffering because they, and when you hear stories, and we know personally of an individual who 4 times they've lost the application. They applied by mail twice, they applied online twice, and then once, well, online once, and then online or on the phone after waiting 5 hours, and then they said, we still don't have record, we're getting your weekly reports, but we still do not have a record of your application.
How's that even possible?
And with a person, they must have not uploaded it after waiting 5 hours and then having it done, going 40 minutes on the phone with the person.
Can you imagine any other department, DMV, tax? That's just, it's unheard of.
Well, in any kind of service, it's just unacceptable. And again, we want to say this. I will say this. The folks that have the jobs that are taking the phone calls, it's not them. It's not them. They're doing the best they can. It's those that are behind the scenes, the admin, the folks that should have been getting all these processes in order that have not.
This isn't a new thing. I mean, unemployment's been going on forever. People have been filling out forms forever, you know, filing them away, pushing enter on the computer.
Right.
This is a system that has been in place. Now, granted, overwhelmed, but now on the back side of that, it should be, okay, now we're down to normal numbers. Things should be more normal.
Exactly.
And it's nefarious. If you ask me, I think some sneaky sneaks going on there.
And it's almost, you don't want to have that whole conspiracy theory, but it's like, what's the purpose behind
it? Doesn't,
it's like,
I put things through the common sense filter, and if it comes out the other side, I'm like, something's wrong here.
Yeah, well, I do think it's interesting, and here we are on Friday, and I know this is, we have a caller on the line who tried to get on yesterday, and we had such a full show, we didn't quite get to him. I'm going to bring him on the line now. Good morning, Art. How are you?
I'm fine, Stacy. And what a great Friday this is, because my two favorite local radio personalities.
You should see me blush. Good morning, Art.
Good morning. What a blessing to have you two to come to our state and be and engaged. I mean, but anyways, so Stacy, what do we do to make sure that you get that second hour? Because I'm so excited about that.
Well,
is this going to be set in stone, or do we have to influence the powers that be to make sure it happens?
Well,
because
it never hurts, Art. You know, not to try to encourage anything or over encourage, but you know, it's just a fact that if people wrote in, if they emailed, if they said, you know, we really are encouraged, and if we got a second hour, we would love that. I mean, because we're in a market, we reflect what the community wants and desires. That's our heart's desire. So if there was some kind of a campaign where people said, yes, we'd love a second hour, then that would encourage us to know that, you know, Stacy's doing the right thing by doing 2 hours. So,
well, we know the hour goes so fast, Art? It goes so fast.
Oh, yeah. You never get to say what you want to say. And as a matter of fact, I did want to make some comments about yesterday's show.
Yes,
because,
go ahead.
This is a huge problem in our state. And one of the reasons that it's growing more and more is because we are a sanctuary state, and you got these gangs and these illegal immigrants promoting this horrible, horrible thing that is done to our young people, getting them addicted to drugs, then peddling them out there on the open market, and you know. It's a huge, huge problem. But you know what, Stacy? The leadership in our state isn't doing a dang thing about it. And you know, it's just incredible to me. But that is, unfortunately, the Democratic Party in the state of Oregon, led by our governor. And these are the things that they should be focusing on, but they're not doing a dang thing. And it's really, really sad that they actually encourage this kind of stuff to go on because their lack of leadership.
You're absolutely right. And the power of leadership is within the people. And just like we had this this vote thing that we tried to get her, and the numbers weren't there. And that just lets us know that, look, people, if you want change, it starts with you, the little man, going there, signing the petition, voting when you need to vote, and then changing things from the top down. But it starts with the man on the street. You have to sign the petitions. You have to go and vote. You have to do that and change the top, and the top will change all the way down.
Very good.
Terry, you're absolutely right. And you know, what was done to us, the corrupt system, the fact that they threw in that, oh, hey, you got to renumber all these things and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And this was instigated by Kate Brown mm-hmm. and Deb Carno, who is actually a token Secretary of State, which she put in there because Kate knew that she could manipulate this lady mm-hmm. into doing her bidding. And it's really, really sad, but we are headed in the right direction.
I think so.
You're absolutely
you guys
right.
Yep. Coming to Oregon is going to help us get there even quicker.
Well, we're better together, that is
right.
For sure. Thank you, Art. We've
Thank
got another
you,
phone call.
Have a
great
weekend.
You
guys.
Too. Take care. We have Ron on the line. I had an opportunity to talk to Ron yesterday. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Oh, honey, you've got to glow because it was so nice to see kids running around being kids, seeing that the ties, you know, the Holy Ghost was rolling yesterday.
Mm.
I mean, for me, you know, just like John Mark Poole, I don't know if you ever met that guy. He's from Texas and he came out after my foster mom passed away. And he says, I'm like John the Baptist, you know, I'm just a messenger. Give the God the glory, but when I feel something, the joy, the Holy Spirit floating, it was like I could feel the angels around certain people, and I was prophesizing. And, you get caught in the Spirit. Sometimes you don't know what you say, and it blows your mind when you do say it.
It was a powerful assembly of local people coming together and having that freedom and walking in faith and not fear. It was awesome to see you, Ron. We're going to be going to a break, and we're opening up the phone lines today. Have a wonderful weekend, Ron. Thank you.
You too. God bless you.
God bless you.
God for everything. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and we are together on this fantastic Friday, opening up the phone lines, talking with you, and it's so amazing to be together and celebrate our freedom.
That's right. Let's hear from y'all. Give us a call.
Good morning to you together on this Friday. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hey, I want to say happy birthday to our friend Brandon Whitehouse. Happy birthday to
hey,
you,
buddy.
Brandon.
Happy birthday.
And he's a Harley Davidson salesman.
Why,
yes.
He is.
He is like one of the best. You're the best.
Oh, quit.
But he's one of the best for sure.
He's
and
awesome. He's one of the best in Northwest Arkansas.
There we go. He's our friend, and we're looking forward to maybe getting a chance to see him here pretty soon, right around the corner. I want to also say happy anniversary to Shelby and Nathan. Shelby is my oldest daughter, and her husband have been together since they were 14, and now they're celebrating their anniversary. They have our beautiful grandchildren, Chloe Collins, and now little Colby, who's just a couple months old, and they're celebrating their anniversary.
Yep,
and
that's fantastic.
It's one of those, it's just like one of those storybook love stories, and it's just powerful. And I hope that they, three little ones, I remember the day. I hope they can get away and at least have a dinner together or something. It's a busy time for sure. If it's your birthday or your anniversary today, I want to say congratulations to you, and hopefully you'll have a fantastic day today. We are just kind of having random Friday today, talking about where popcorn.
Random Friday.
Yeah, I'm talking about all kinds of things. And I can't say Freedom Friday because that's Jeff's thing, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the morning show. So we'll call it Random Friday, where we'll let people call in.
You tell us the subject.
and communicate with us today. I had kind of set up a gal to call in, and maybe it'll work this morning, a national gal to call in this morning. Depending on her schedule, she may or may not. Maybe we'll get her another day, but I definitely am excited to talk to this next gal. Good morning, Rebecca. Thank you for joining the conversation.
Yay,
how are you
morning.
Today? Are you there, Rebecca?
Good morning.
There you
there
are.
There you are.
Thank you for letting me join the conversation.
Well, we're so glad that you're here. I know you probably waited a little bit yesterday. We were just hitting it pretty hard and didn't get quite to you. If you have thoughts from yesterday, or you want, have a brand new thought you want to join in, what
well,
can we...
I sort of have thoughts from yesterday that are joined with thoughts from today.
Perfect.
And years ago, the Democrat, your previous caller was talking about the Democrat Party leadership not doing anything about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And truly is slavery when you have this, when you're using people for sex and making money off of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, when the Democrats felt that the Republicans were, well, it was actually the Republicans who stated in their first platform that they wanted to ban slavery, so it was out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And when Lincoln got elected on the second party platform in 1860, the Democrats wrote a paper called the Declaration of Causes. I had never heard of the Declaration of Causes until a short time ago, but in there they specifically state that the Republicans are not respecting their right to own slaves.
Whoa.
And so that's why they seceded from the Union on the day that Lincoln was elected. So they have had this feeling that it's their right to own people. And they express that in many of the things that they do. And the thing that I just read in FaithWire is that California has just passed a bill to make sex with minors of no problem for LGBT people. So that's going
it's
to
it's definitely increase. A slippery slope, and it was interesting, Rebecca, as people try to share that information on Facebook and social media, which ties into yesterday and some of the previous conversations. It was fact-checked and almost like saying it wasn't true, like it was misinforming people that this is what happened in law, and yet it's the truth. And so then now you have social media being complicit and adding to this. It's troubling. It's troubling.
Well, the years ago in Oregon, there was a young boy that was kidnapped and tortured to death, and a video was made of it. It's called Snuff Videos. And so we tried to pass an initiative petition to make it illegal in Oregon to sell snuff videos.
Mm.
And the money just poured in from everywhere to totally obscure what the petition was actually about. And so to this day, Oregon is not illegal to sell snuff videos.
Wow.
And
there
so
was
the
movie, I think it was called 8mm.
Party in general, mm-hmm. and the people who support this kind of stuff being done to kids.
Well, unfortunately, Oregon has a reputation all around the states and the country for being so liberal, so like euthanasia and all of those things going on here in our state. It's like they don't protect the unborn. They don't protect the most vulnerable, our children. It is troubling, and we do have a lot of work to do.
And again, it starts with the people.
A few years ago, Oregon made it illegal to tell a young person. This is any young person, not just their slaves, but any young person cannot be told by any counselor that that it's unnatural to have somebody engage in sodomy with you. And
none of that makes any sense.
Counselors can lose their license if they tell somebody that it's unnatural.
Well, and we're definitely in a place where we see which has talked about this in the Bible, where they call evil good and good evil. We really are in that place in our culture, particularly here in the Northwest.
I would say the majority of Oregonians don't agree with most everything you said, even though it's on the law books. So what we need to do is to, again, it's up to the people. We have to take control. We have to be the wasp around the bear. We have to agitate and irritate and push the bear back and take control over these things.
That gets to the actual point I wanted to make, is that when we say everybody needed to sign the petition, that's just the smallest thing you can do. Mm-hmm. What everybody needed to do was go in and get the petition and work hard at gathering signatures and make sure that they got their petitions in.
Right.
Because that's why the Republican Party made a day ahead of the day to turn the petitions in, is because they have to have the petitions come in so that they can process them.
Yes.
You can't have them coming in clear up to the day they're going to turn it in.
You're so right, and I guess we're all learning together.
Yes.
Thank you, Rebecca, for
adding
to the conversation. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. It's so fun to talk to you. What do you have to say this morning? Random Friday. Give us a call, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a
good morning to you. Oh, thankful that it's Friday. I'm really excited. We're excited. Our daughter Bree is coming to town. Yes, she is. Yay.
I've got a whole list of chores for her to do.
Oh, yes. She's got some chores to do.
No.
Yes, she is. She's our youngest, and she's adulting well. She is in back in Northwest Arkansas and at the farm, and holding down the fort and working, and she is coming to visit, and we are so excited.
That's
I've got some adventures planned, and going to the coast, and this will be interesting, Terry, because she really hasn't flown much. She's been down to Disney World and things like that, but this will be interesting for her.
When's the last time she flew?
I think when she was maybe when we went to California and Vegas, she flew. We went on that adventure
a
couple years ago, but on her own as Miss Independent.
Well,
she's bringing a friend with her. And
is this her first time to go by herself?
I think so, solo. So I'm so proud of her, and she'll be here. I'll get to pick her up tomorrow, and I'm excited about the good weather. Give us a weather update here. We're on Random Friday here at Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and it's 7:37, and our weather for today is...
that's the news.
That's the news.
Well, you know, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot during the day and cool at night. That's the easiest way to go about it. Mid-80s, mid-50s at night. No precip, unfortunately. Although I do enjoy the dew in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those guys that's... Oh, I don't know what I am, but I like to go out and I like to wipe my car off with these big towels that I have, and then I hang them back up. I don't know. It kind of helps me look at the car, make sure there's no extra dents or dings, and get the bugs off there, and I don't know. It just makes me feel good. So dew in the morning is about the only precip we're going to have.
And what's the humidity?
I'll have to do your
research there, Mr. Weatherman, and tell us what the humidity, because it sure feels like it's humid a little bit for our area, and it's fun because he has a weather background to kind of throw him for a little loop there.
I've forgotten so much. That's
I know.
The problem.
Well, we are on Random Friday. You're
Random
listening to
Friday.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
So what's your favorite color?
Well, you know I like red. That's my favorite color. What's our listeners' favorite color? We're opening up the phone lines, 503-589-1220, and it was thrown out a little bit earlier today about, let's go to hour two. Beyond the 1 hour this morning. So we would have Jeff, and then you'd have Stacey Ann for 2 hours.
2 hours
and
of Stacey
what does that
Ann.
Look like, and how do we do that? Well, first of all, thank you for your feedback. Let us know if you're ready for 2 hours is one of it. And the other part of it is, sponsorship
yes.
and our business partnerships. And I want to say thank you. We've got a couple of them that are sponsoring, and I love to give shout outs. I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency.
Great guy.
Great guy, smart guy. Like to have him on the air
yep.
and talk about finances and insurance and all of that. And we're going to get him on the air next. We want to talk about this whole cashless push. We're gonna that's kind of our subject coming up in the future. If you want someone to help you with your insurance, evaluate where you're at, evaluate.
He makes it so simple.
Mm-hmm.
He makes you think about things you hadn't thought about before.
And, yep.
and he does it, it's not complicated. It's not like doing
all.
Your taxes. He makes it very friendly and you're like, so I could do this, that, and the other. He's like, yeah, it's super easy. And you're like, and that's way affordable. He's like, it is.
Yes.
The key is over time.
Yes.
You know, do it now when you're young or get caught up if you need to. But he's definitely shared information with us and we were just blown away.
Knowledgeable and helpful and not a salesman
not pushy,
at all.
Not pushy.
Give Bill a call, 503-885-0789. And then the other sponsor that has come alongside, and I'm so pleased. Terry, you haven't had a chance to meet this couple yet.
They are
sharp, smart, lots of energy and enthusiasm, and they have their hand on the real estate market here in our area. Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you. 503-939-7099. We want to say thank you to them.
And they're doing well.
They are doing well. And in fact, it was like, Dave, we're going to get him on the air next week and trying to find a time. He's just extremely busy, and that's good.
Yes.
He's working hard for
yep.
everybody.
Referrals is everything.
And so we're going to open up the phone lines. We've got a couple callers calling in, and I want to say hello to Glenn. Good morning to the welcome to the conversation this morning, Glenn. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Yeah, Stacy, I guess you were at the event last night, our peaceful protest, right?
Yes, I was. Sorry that I missed you.
Well, I wish I had never been to see you at an event personally. Perhaps you would reveal yourself somehow. Jeff would give you that opportunity. But it was a lot of fun last night, and seeing them all be baptized over in the Willamette River was just amazing. Hundreds of people up on the bridge watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Were you there when we all came back and started chanting one more song?
Oh, it was such a powerful time. And Sean Voigt, I've known him for many years, back when he was just getting started and building his family, just newly married. And the part that really moved me yesterday is when he had his littles up on the stage with him, his wife and his littles up there singing and dancing. And what a great demonstration of leadership in your own family. You know, starting, we've been talking about what can we do to make a difference. You start with our own family.
Mm-hmm.
We start in our own community. And, wow, Salem was blessed last night. And I know I was
right.
blessed, you know.
I had a second question for you.
Sure.
The Sturgis event, now they're talking about people getting sick and going back to their home states. You heard the story, I'm sure, and the death. They're trying to claim this one person. He got sick at the event. Took all these hundreds of thousands of people. Not social distancing, and you know the meaning. And give us your big fat statement.
Okay, well here we go, Terry. I'm going to throw this to you.
I'd be more than happy to take over here. Now the estimated number of people that attended was 472,000 people. That's actually down 11% from last year. So of the 472,000, that's a big number. And we haven't heard about 2,000 people or 22,000 people or 200,000 people. So we've heard about onesies, twosies. And who knows? These people traveled from the East Coast to the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
stopping, riding, you know, restaurants. They traveled across the country on the way to the event. And according to what I've heard, it could be 7 days, 14 days for this
mm-hmm.
virus to get going. So they could have picked it up any place on the way or on the way back. And you got to
exactly.
remember, this event is normally a one-week event, but people have been coming early and staying late, so now it's going into 2 and 3 weeks. So the folks that got there early, they could have made it back home and been sitting around for a couple of weeks and then picked it up. So
exactly.
it is absolutely ridiculous. We weren't social distancing. There was no mask. We were shaking hands and hugging, and it was an amazing feeling of normality. And the folks were there. They were happy. And so that cost of freedom, it was money well spent.
You're right. You're just the same proof that John MacArthur down in California was saying 7,000 to 10,000 people coming to my to my services, and I just opened up the church, and they just all started coming.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not getting a whole lot of phone calls from anybody about sickness.
Nope.
Except the normal ones, you know. I'm going to have an operation, this and that.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
But, you know, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, well, even there, you know, there were some people that wore masks, and they weren't shunned. They weren't shamed. We assumed that either they had an issue that they required to wear a mask, and we were just as happy to talk with them, and we kept our distance if that's what they felt comfortable with. But it was about personal freedom, respecting each other, the things that we do every day anyway. And we did it last year and the year before and the year before that.
And on a personal note, too, when we got back, because of where Terry's working and their employee requirements, he had to be tested before he went back to work.
That's true.
And he probably came in contact with thousands of people at the rally.
That's right.
Selling motorcycles and
tested negative. Of course. I mean, you know, I'll be the first to say I could have picked up something in the airport on the way back, on the way there, you know, so surely something could have happened, and it was the responsible thing for me to do, and so I did get tested, and it did come back negative.
Well, and it no symptoms. When you have no symptoms, it's hard to get a test too.
As an employee up there, when I was doing my sales, our temperatures were taken every day, all the salesmen, and logged on a piece of paper right there. So we were doing our best to be responsible. We weren't, you know, infringing on anyone's rights
and pandering to the fear anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you, Glenn, for joining the conversation.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. We have another one on the line. I believe this is Gail. Good morning, Gail. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Boy, I've got a lot to say, and I don't know how to make it succinct. But anyway, I'm gonna back up. You, several days ago, you had somebody on the line about concealed carry, and as you were talking, it made me think about something that I would like for you to have on your show,
mm-hmm.
and that is someone who is very knowledgeable. You know, once you get your concealed carry and you get a holster and you're trying to pack that gun, you know, that concealed carry class isn't really enough to walk you through scenarios about do's and don'ts. And I think it would just be wonderful to have some examples of just when you feel you can pull that gun and be, you know, be protected.
That's a great question. Yes, and I had gotten into that a little bit, asking him about specific things in regards to carrying and what are, and he said, you know, we cover some of that in the class, but some of that is more legal, almost
exactly.
Like a law position, either a sheriff or police capacity or a legal person.
There's actually people that the attorneys that have gotten together and they put state specific rules together,
mm-hmm.
what to do when you pull the trigger, you know, or if it ever happens, what steps do you take to protect yourself? Because that's the thing. They come in and everyone gets handcuffed, you know, until they figure out what's going on.
I think it's very helpful. And I think the bottom line is if we have a concealed carry class and we all get together and ask these questions,
yes.
and come together, then we can go and do some more research. I love it, Gail.
The
I think you're onto
there.
Something. I think you're onto something.
Good
Thank
job.
You so much for adding to the conversation this morning. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday. Kind of a random Friday,
Look
Terry.
Look how fast this hour is going.
Oh, it's going fast. Thank you for
Maybe
participating.
Maybe we should stick around another one.
Oh. How about October 1st?
Yeah, that's
Maybe
what I'm
by
talking
then
about.
We can do that.
That's right.
503-589-1220 if you want to join the conversation on this Friday. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem.
Good
Hello.
Morning.
We're enjoying a wonderful Friday. I'm Stacey Ann. joined by Terry, and we're having a great time
hanging out
with you. You've been calling in, joining the conversation this morning, 503-589-1220. We're talking about random things. And
Random Friday.
And I'm telling you, Terry, it's fun when you're in the studio because you just make things fun.
Well, I try to behave myself, but it's not easy.
And I think our listeners
jacked up on coffee.
I enjoy your southern accent like I do.
Oh,
and
stop. Go on now.
You were talking about with one of our callers about what did you say? Something about the bear and the hornets and that action.
It's simply a matter of numbers. I know. I mean, you can use many analogies all you want. I like wasp chasing away a bear. They're small, or mosquitoes. You know, you can't fight mosquitoes. You have to run away from them. Or even water molecules. How small are they? But they cut through stone, steel. It just depends on how they're focused. Well, I mean, and so it kind of gives you the ability to look at this and say, man, that's true. So I know as people, we feel small, like our vote doesn't count, like we don't matter. But when we get numbers together, and it's difficult. You know, we try to do the petition and get out, and, you know, people have to stop their car, get out, go sign the petition over in the parking lot, and then get back in the car and leave. But if we utilize technology, the tools we have, if we could send an email, if we could send a text, if we could do something from our phone, because we're on our phones all day anyway, if I was really smart, I'd create an app. And it would be called the People's App. And this app, you would go in and you could log on. It would bring up your congressman. It would bring up the people where you're located. And you would send that email and say, hey, I'm not happy about this law. Or I want to change this. Or I don't like this person in office. So, but what I guess what I'm trying to get to is through numbers, we have power.
Well, and you're onto something here, because we're working with our website developer, and we got a brand new website, KSLM.news. We're working with Bobby right now. I spent
a good time
yesterday with him trying to do a call to action center for voters getting registered and stuff. But how cool would it be if we add an element that said, here's your, and there are those tools out there. We can link to them to find your elected leaders and send an email. So something like that off our call to action center, I think, would be really good. And here's something that I thought of yesterday, and I've had a conversation with a friend. I'm not going to go into details about it as of yet, because we're doing some research. But, you know, the oath of office that our elected leaders take is pretty serious. I mean, they say an oath that they're going to uphold our state constitution and our U.S. constitution, and they swear that they're going to do so. And I would say that, you know, there's so many violations going on right now. And even though some of this stuff has gone to court locally here in Oregon, and it's been thrown out or dismissed or however you want to say it, mm-hmm. we feel like as people, as individuals, our voice is not heard. Our individual rights are not being upholded. Can you imagine if we all printed off that oath, even from Kate Brown, mm-hmm. and we signed it, we accept your oath, and we all mailed it into her, physically mailed them into her, 277,000 pieces of mail, mm-hmm. you know, that she would feel, yes, she knows that the threat's not there anymore because the petition didn't go through, but that she continued to feel the weight of these people that are being affected by her.
We have the power. I want to say this, just throw this out there real fast. I started again. I love to listen to this guy, Carl Miller. Go on YouTube, type in Carl Miller. He's got 3 videos out there. Now, it's the late Carl Miller, but he talks about the Constitution. Just listen to the first one. Just listen. Just put it on background music, but just listen to him. He makes it so simple about how much power we have with the Constitution.
Well, and we are we have an opportunity to gain momentum, and there is certainly something that we need to do together to make a difference. And I really believe that by standing strong together and taking our own personal responsibility and saying, look, no more. I'm not going to be violated any longer. It's time that we make a difference.
It's going to be fun. We're going to enjoy this. We're going to get our power back.
Yes.
And we're going to smile and look at each other and say, heck yeah, that's right.
And we've got some great candidates that are running in our local elections, all the way from our commissioner up to our House of Representatives, mm-hmm. our senators, our national senators, our national representatives. And I am saying personally, and I'd be interested to hear what you think about this, but go against the incumbents. You know, go against the incumbents that are in.
That's right.
That are have been in since the 90s, right? And if you want more of the same, keep voting for the same.
But we don't. Let's see change. Come on, you water molecules. You can do it.
Yes.
Come on, mosquitoes. Come on, wasps.
We
can do it together.
Unite together for change. And I think it's time. I really do. And one of the things that you can do is make sure, and by the way, they're coming down on October 1st. I got a notification you might have on Facebook, too, that they're going to start really, they're fact-checking on Facebook and Instagram and some of these places now on Twitter. They're mm-hmm. fact-checking and they're blocking and they're censoring. They're really going to get serious about it here coming up. And I think it's important that we our phones are going off and all kinds of things. I think it's important that we certainly be aware of where we need to be on our social media and where we're getting our information. Because if we do not stand strong with that, we'll be out of the loop. And Parler is one of the new apps that's uncensored.
And
a lot of us are going. It's very good. And you can find me if you've downloaded the Parler app. I want to encourage you to look for Good Morning Stacey Ann and follow me there. And I'm certainly you can go on YouTube as long as it's still on there and look on how to use it. And it is a good way to follow like Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Ben Shapiro. All of those folks are on there as well.
I like this Random Friday. It's
kind
of Power to the People Friday.
We're just kind of, I even got people calling on my phone probably wanting to be a part of the
conversation. Let's celebrate this 3-day weekend,
you
know, and just feel the freedom and just take that mask off.
Yes.
I want to see your smile.
Yes. Maybe share with us on Facebook your,
send pictures
your Freedom
of you.
Monday
That's
on
freedom
Labor
face.
Day. Yes.
I want to see your freedom
we
face.
We want to see your smile. Yeah. Share with us. We'll post it on our Facebook page. KSLM Radio, what you're doing over the
That's
weekend.
Right.
Isn't that fun?
It is.
It is fun. And who knows? Perhaps on Monday, maybe we'll have some fun adventure on the radio. What do you think?
That sounds like a good idea.
Maybe we should go somewhere and be remote.
That sounds even better. Yeah, maybe with some waves crashing in the
maybe
background.
Maybe at the coast. Should we do the show from the coast on Monday?
Yeah,
with
I could bury you up to your head.
In the sand here, Stacey.
That's right.
And maybe we can get Bree on the air with us, and she can now, chime in with her perspective.
She has a different perspective, but you know, we're all about the freedom of both sides.
Yes.
You know? Let's share the information.
Yeah, we could call it coffee with a liberal. No.
Oh, no.
We'll
marry her up to her head, maybe.
We are having fun this morning. We're so glad to be a part of this station and the family here. Fantastic KSLM radio family.
Yes.
And the people that work here and the family that own this station, fabulous people. And we certainly
Super
are thankful of the
right.
Wyant family and their contribution to our community and what we can do to make a difference
we
here
really
in
We really do
Salem.
Want to be, and I say we, I'm random. I just come in every now and again. But Stacey wants to be your mouthpiece. She really
mm-hmm.
does. She's got a great attitude, and she's sincere and honest. And I think she would really work well for the people if she were to go to 2 hours.
Almost sounded like you wanted me to run for office or something.
No.
We are working well together. You and I, thank you, listeners, for tuning in on this random Friday.
Yep.
You and I together, we are making a difference. Thank you, Terry, for joining me this morning.
Freedom weekend.
And maybe we'll
now.
Do something fun on Monday remotely. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday. Have a happy Labor Day weekend, friends. Stay safe and be sure to take your sunscreen with you.
That's right.
Wherever
it's
you do, it's going to be a hot one. Over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, we are overcomers. Have a blessed day.